We know that October is Seniors Month. And how do we envisage our life as we age, or the life of loved ones who are seniors now? Most of us would agree that we would prefer to stay in our own homes, in familiar surroundings. Well, how can we do that? Today, 1015 is chatting with Ella Dunstan, and she is the Community Engagement Officer for DaVita Home Care Services for Seniors, for a general overview on how we or our loved ones can live life comfortably in our own homes for as long as possible. Good morning, Elle.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Elle, let's start at the beginning. How do we recognise signs that support is needed for a senior?
Yeah, so look, there are certain signs that someone may need a helping hand. However, some of us may feel embarrassed or not even want to admit that we need support. But some of the signs include a few things. So one of those can be a change in our daily living activities, such as regular tasks or housekeeping, and someone might have difficulty completing those or feeling exhausted. Also, some of these tasks pose a safety risk. We want to be able to find solutions that, reduce that risk. Other daily activities include maybe a change in our driving habits, skills or confidence. And this can be a concern for our safety. So if you're experiencing a change, it's important to connect with trusted health professionals. There can be signs in our physical well-being. This might be an example of missing our medications or a change in our mental and emotional health. We can experience changes in our personal hygiene habits or experience difficulty. Others can be in our food and nutrition. And I think probably finally, we can experience changes in our memory and recall. Now, changes in our memory are common for all of us as we age, but probably significant and persistent memory problems that interfere with our daily life, they can be a hallmark for something further. And it's important to connect with trusted health professionals and family and friends if you're experiencing any of these types of changes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elle, loneliness and social isolation are becoming real concerns for our ageing population. What practical help is out there for seniors who might be struggling to get to appointments or even to do their shopping or some simple little needs that they require companionship?
Yeah, so isolation and loneliness affects statistically, Rosemary, 1 in 5 older Australians. Mm. And feeling connected, to others, it's vital for our quality of life, our mental and our physical well-being. There are a range of social support and companionship, like kind of you mentioned, style services available through My Age Care registered organisations and our organisation DaVita. And these actually also include both in-home and technology-based visitor programs. One of the organisations that offers this style of technology-based is a group called Inclusi. There are companionship services for our daily living tasks like shopping and getting to appointments and social events. There's in-home respite and companionship services. My Age Care registered organisations do offer different types of services, and they help us, access the community and feel less isolated.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably what's good to also note, the Queensland Government offer 2 other programs along with our federal My Age Care registered providers. One of those programs, it's called the Taxi Subsidy Scheme. And then there's also the non-emergency medical transport services with Queensland Ambulance. They're both amazing and very helpful programs. So it's important to connect with your, trusted health professionals if you're interested in accessing these services. I think, Rosemary, feeling lonely, it can be challenging to connect with others and be sociable, but that's just the thing that we need to do. Our beautiful Moreton Bay Regional Libraries have wonderful groups that people can connect into, and there's also local not-for-profits. Probably some of these include the Men's Shed, the Country Women's Association, and also Rotary.
There you go. There's plenty out there, Elle. Darling, I've got quite a few more questions to ask you. Would you be happy to stay with me when we go off quickly to a song break and come right back?
Oh, will you love do that? To, Rosemary.
Okay, thank you. I'm pleased to say that we still have Elle Dunstan from DaVita Home Care Services on the line. Now, Elle, what are some of the myths about home care? I mean, there's quite a few out there. I'm sure you're going to tell me some.
There are quite a few, Rosemary, yes. And, you know, it's important to dispel the myths as much as we can. So probably one of the biggest myths that, you know, we come across is that home care means losing your independence. What's important to remember is that home care is actually designed to facilitate your independence and provide support where it's needed, which it maintains our choice and control. Mm-hmm. At DaVita, we use the term reablement. So the right type of care provides the right type of assistance, and it supports you with tasks that become challenging but doesn't take over your life.
Okay.
Another myth is that home care is only for people with either serious health challenges or complex medical needs. Home care actually covers a wide range of support options, not just medical needs. And again, the goal is to support our overall well-being and independence. I think another myth is that home care is only a short-term solution. Home care in the home can actually be a long-term option that supports individuals, you know, not just after surgery and illness, but long-term to be able to stay at home, you know, happy, safe and well. And the care that's being offered, it can be adjusted to suit people's needs if and when they change.
Okay.
Probably the last myth I think that a lot of people feel uncomfortable about is that you might lose your privacy. And look, we'll validate the fact that it could feel strange, especially at the beginning, having people in your home. Home care providers, which there are a number of them out there throughout Australia, but I can speak for our beautiful team at DaVita. We have trained professionals and we work hard to build trust over time through positive relationships and good communication. And I would hope that all home care providers have that goal. And the right type of care can give you and sometimes even your family the support that everyone needs. So
lovely. Now, Al, there seems to be a fair few different ways, pathways to get aged care support, things like the Commonwealth Health Support Program and home care packages. Can you break down for our listeners what some of these mean and how somebody would know which one they might be eligible for?
Yeah, definitely, Rosemary. I guess a lot of people experience some confusion, maybe even more than some confusion when they're navigating the My Aged Care system. Mm-hmm. When I explain it, I like to simplify it for people. So within the My Aged Care system, which is a federal government program, there are two main programs. I call them sandpits, and I always say that you can only play in one sandpit at a time. You're either in one or the other. So okay. The first program, yeah, that you actually mentioned is a first level of care. It's a low to medium level care needs program called the Commonwealth Home Support Program, otherwise known as CHISP. Now, you'll be assessed and you'll be approved for a range of different services. And when you receive the paperwork and the information for this program, each service has its own code. So it could look like a code for nursing, a code for podiatry, and a code for community transport. What the government then offer is that you have the ability to connect with at times multiple providers to fulfill the codes and those service needs, and they're available through My Aged Care. So that's one type of program, and a lot of people are in that program and they experience a lot of, you know, really great quality, high quality support. So the other program, and remembering we can only live in one or the other, is called home care packages. And there's been a lot of chatter and a lot of information being released recently from the government. On November the 1st this year, the home care package program, which is the current program we're currently talking about, will soon be known as the support at home program. For this program, you'll also be assessed. It's a different type of assessment, and then you'll be approved, and then you'll be assigned a level of care. Within this program, each level of care equates to a level of funding. What's different and really helpful about this program is that you have the ability as a consumer to pick one provider. So you get one provider, one care manager, and you have a dedicated team of people to kind of tailor your care needs that you're assessed for. I guess what's important to know is that the government states that this program is a medium to higher level care needs program. So you've got first program, Commonwealth Home Support Program. And the second one is home care packages, mm-hmm. soon to be known as support at home.
Okay. Yeah. Goodness me. I was going to butt in there. You were going to say something.
Probably, I think, and you know, the response you had was goodness me, and that can be the feeling.
Mm,
You know, My Aged Care offers amazing different types of services and support to individuals. I think what's important is that not one size fits all, and because it is at times when it's new, when anything is new, it can feel overwhelming. So, you know, it's good to connect with someone that you like, you know, and you trust, and that could be a health professional, and discuss the options of My Aged Care and work out which program works for you. So,
fabulous. We've been chatting with Elle Dunstan, and Elle is from DaVita Home Care Services, and it's for seniors, of course, and it's keeping us connected and informed about the services that we're all going to need sooner or later. Now, if you'd like to listen to this information again from Elle, why wouldn't you go to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast. Thank you so much for speaking to us and explaining some of the minefield there for us, Elle.
Oh, thank you so much as well, Rosemary. More than happy to continue supporting all the people in our Redcliffe and Peninsula community. It's something we're very, very passionate about. So thanks for your time as well.